Krishna Book, Canto 18, The Rajasuya Sacrifice, Chapter 72, Scene 1, Why Yudhisthira Intends to Perform the Rajasuya Yajna. In the great assembly of respectable persons, citizens, friends, relatives, brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, King Yudhisthira, in the presence of all, including his brothers, directly addressed Lord Krishna as follows. My dear Lord, the sacrifice known as the Rajasuya Yajna is to be performed by the emperor, and it is considered to be the king of all sacrifices. By performing this Rajasuya sacrifice, I wish to satisfy all the demigods who are simply your empowered representatives within this material world. And I wish that you will kindly help me in this great adventure so that it may be successfully executed. As far as we Pandavas are concerned, we have nothing to ask from the demigods. We are personally fully satisfied by being your devotees. As you say in Bhagavad Gita, only persons who are bewildered by material desires worship the demigods. But our purpose is different. I want to perform this Rajasuya sacrifice and also invite the demigods just to show them that they have no power independent of you. They are all your servants, and you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Foolish persons with a poor fund of knowledge consider your lordship an ordinary human being. Sometimes they even try to find fault in you, and sometimes they defame you. Therefore, I wish to perform this Rajasuya Yajna. I wish to invite all the demigods, beginning from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the other exalted chiefs of the heavenly planets, and in that great assembly of demigods from all parts of the universe, I want to substantiate that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that everyone is your servant. My dear Lord Krishna, those who are constantly in Krishna consciousness and who think of your lotus feet or of your shoes certainly become free from all contamination of material life. Persons who are engaged in your service in full Krishna consciousness, who meditate upon you only, or who offer prayers unto you, are purified souls. Being constantly engaged in Krishna conscious service, such persons become freed from the cycle of repeated birth and death. They do not even desire to become freed from this material existence or to enjoy material opulences. Their desires are fulfilled by their Krishna conscious activities. And as far as we Pandavas are concerned, we are fully surrendered unto your lotus feet. And so by your grace, we are so fortunate to see you personally. Therefore, we naturally have no desire for material opulences. The verdict of the Vedic wisdom is that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to establish this fact, and I also want to show the world the difference between accepting you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and accepting you as an ordinary, powerful, historical person. I wish to show the world that one can attain the highest perfection of life simply by taking shelter at your lotus feet, exactly as one can satisfy the branches, twigs, leaves, and flowers of an entire tree simply by watering its root. Thus, if one takes to Krishna consciousness one's life becomes fulfilled both materially and spiritually. But at the same time, this does not mean that you are partial to the Krishna conscious persons and indifferent to the non-Krishna conscious persons. You are actually equal to everyone. That is your declaration. You cannot be partial to one and not interested in others, because you are sitting in everyone's heart as the super soul and giving everyone the respective results of his or her fruitive activities. You give every living entity the chance to enjoy this material world as one desires. As super soul, you are sitting in the body along with the living entity, giving him or her the results of one's own actions as well as opportunities to turn towards your devotional service by developing Krishna consciousness. You openly declare that one should surrender unto you, giving up all other engagements, and that you will take charge of one, giving that person relief from the reactions of all sins. You are therefore like the desire tree in the heavenly planets, which awards benedictions according to one's desires. Everyone is free to achieve the highest perfection. But if one does not so desire, then your awarding of a lesser benediction is certainly not due to any partiality on your part. Thus ends Chapter 72, Scene 1, Why Yudhishthir Intends to Perform the Rajasuya Yajna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Srila Sridhar Swami states that the word vibhuti refers to Lord Krishna's expansions, Angshan, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur further explains here that the word vibhuti refers to Lord Krishna's opulent expansions within this material world, such as the demigods and other empowered beings. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti similarly explains King Yudhishthir's statements. We feel no great urgency to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice, nor do we have any personal interest, since we are already seeing your lotus feet, and by your boundless mercy have been taken into your personal association. But in this world, there are some whose hearts are contaminated, and who thus think that you are not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but rather an ordinary man. Or else they find fault with you and even criticize you. This is an arrow piercing our hearts. Therefore, to extract this arrow, we must call to this place, on the pretext of the Rajasuya sacrifice, Lord Brahma, Rudra, wise brahmacharis, and demigods who reside in each of the 14 planetary systems. And when such an exalted congregation has been assembled, it will be incumbent upon them to first arrange for the Agra Puja, or the first worship for the most worthy person present. And when they are directly shown that you, Lord Krishna, are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that arrow piercing our hearts will be removed. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that the desire tree has no material attachments or partiality, but simply bestows its fruits upon those who deserve them and not upon others. Jiva Goswami adds that the desire tree does not think that this person is fit to worship me, but that other person is not. Rather, a desire tree is satisfied with all who properly serve it, and the Lord acts in the same way, as explained herein by King Yudhisthira. Srila Vishvanath Chakravarti adds that no one should accuse Lord Krishna of being envious of one person and showing favoritism towards another. Since the Lord is Svasukhanubhuti, experiencing his own happiness within himself, Krishna has nothing to gain or lose in relation to the conditioned souls. Rather, Krishna reciprocates according to how they approach him. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Parau Premamritam Bhonidhi. Dhirad Hirajana Priyau Priyakarau Nirmat Sarau Pujitao. Sri Chaitanya Kripa Bhara Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharavahan Tarakao. Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalakao. Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalakao.